Are we on? Romans 4. We spent a lot of time yesterday on to him that worketh as a reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. The worketh means it's something for which a result is expected. That's the definition of the mean. I mean, that's the meaning of the word that's used there. And it struck me that really that is also the definition of Babylon. It's no more of grace, but of debt. Grace is, you know, we've spent so much time talking about that the greatest enemy of grace is cause and effect. If I know how to do something and I expect a result, then the activity of Babylon is this definition of work. So you know that you've put on a Babylonish garment if for any reason, you have an expectation of a result from effort. You understand that? You understand how it applies today?
Yeah, because here's the bottom line for me. We've told Judy we'll be out. If we're not out, then somebody has to deal with Judy.
Well, my point is, you got to hear this, Harry, because you'll always have a right reason to get in this state.
I'm not in a state. I'm just exhausted.
Well, Harry, please. There's always a reason to have an expectation of results. It's the natural thing to do. It's the way you're constructed. To him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. There isn't any ifs, buts, or maybes. Well, that's not the point. The point of it is, I don't care what you're doing. When you move into the domain of work, having a schedule, expected results, and you can in your mind, I can hear the chatter. Well, that's just ridiculous. How can you live? How can you exist? How can you even do the next thing if you don't have expected results from your work? The difference is, and it must penetrate, it must be that whatsoever you do in thought, in word, in deed, you do it heartily as unto God and have no investment in what happens next. Now, no investment in the result or no fear of the lack of result. And this has got to penetrate some point. Because otherwise, every time some deadline, some issue comes into your life, you're going to have a damn good excuse for not living in love and murdering everybody around you. I mean, is this penetrating anyone? Yeah. It's faith that worketh by love. So what you're really saying is love in him, this whole, you have a form of godliness but deny its power because you believe you're so friggin' important that you have to do this thing, and that justifies you getting all upset. You've got to step out of that arena. because you'll be in bondage your entire life. And you make the grace of God of none effect. Does that anywhere penetrate?
Me?
Yeah.
All of it does. I know exactly what you're talking about. I agree completely.
Do you understand there's a difference between agreeing and living it?
I am living it. I am not freaked out. I am not upset. I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and whatever the results are, it's fine with me. It's not a problem. I've showed up this morning, said what I need. If nobody helps, nobody helps. If we aren't out, we aren't out. If we aren't, great. It doesn't matter. I have no picture of the end result.
Okay.
None.
All right. Is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt?
This reminds me of the parable of two men working in the field. One was taken.
Or the better yet, the wages that were paid. The one that did nothing, worked for a minute, got the same wage as the one that worked for the last 24 hours. Yeah. It doesn't, we're of a different order, a different class. And we have to live that. And the reason for a community is so that it lives that. Because otherwise, you know, you can just go, you'll automatically come to the conclusion that life is made up of the spiritual and the secular. And so then you can separate your life so that you have some of it spiritual and some of it secular, and you can set aside a day of the week, a Sunday, and that's your day for God, and the rest of the days are yours. The word Sabbath is Jesus Christ himself. My God, you've spent your entire lives laboring. Now enter the rest. Now, the word debt is another one of these great words. It's ophilema. And it means a legal debt that is due at a specified time. Anybody know anything about debt? And this is the only, you know, I've said for years, and I don't think anybody ever understood it, that the way you handle money is a revelation of the way your spiritual condition. Because the situation is simple. In your mind, these agendas and schedules and ideas, they have the weight of debt as sure as if the IRS were after you. In you, in your Sanhedrin, in your Jerusalem that now is, of your mind, you automatically have in your mind. Once you give that breath, then you automatically, the reward is not reckoned of grace, but it has become a debt. Do you all understand that? You have a debt of how to perform. You have a debt of how to act. You have a debt on which words to use. You have a debt on terms of every aspect of what you've learned from your birth till now. Don't you want to be free and not give any involvement in this other world? We are in it, but not of it. And the evidence that we're not of it is what? It has to be solely joy. And we think, our minds are hardwired to believe that if we do something different, if we ask the question right, or if something is different, then we're going to get different results the next time, even though every damn time we've done it in the past, it's always failed you. But now this time that milk won't be sour when I go to the refrigerator, even though I put the sour milk back in the refrigerator. Next time it's going to be, somehow it's magically going to be sweet. And yet every day you go back to the refrigerator and drink the same sour milk. You are burdened when you should be free. Burdened with 10 billion pounds of debt. Because you still think you've got to work it. You've got to do something. You've got to earn your way. You've got to do the right thing. Well, the Bible calls us ungodly. Asibias. Wrong thinking. Hear what Jesus said. Deep in prayer, he said, I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hid these things to the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Again, babes without self-awareness, without consciousness of the result or lack of result, because your life is hid with Christ in God. There's no more reference to how hard you worked. There's no more reference to what you did or didn't do. Because I promise, if you enter the arena of how hard you worked and what you've done, you have no hope. It's either all finished, including every second of every day, or there's nothing finished. Either this, every breath, every activity, everything we do is in the perfect hands of God, or we've got so much work to do we can't even believe it. You can't live in the middle. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of a legal debt, that it internally, how you feel it, it's life or death if you don't pay it, or if you don't take care of it. It can be whether or not you have to face Judy, or whether or not you have to face me, or whether or not you have to face the IRS, or whether or not you have to face anything that you can conceive of. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Does this sound attractive to anybody else but me? Then why do you let your mind go to someplace else? Even for a split second, for any reason. But to him that worketh not, but believeth or relieth totally on him that now justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for perfect righteousness. And this isn't just a theological axiom that you put in your religious armory to take out at certain times. It's the way of life and the way of thought, 24 hours a day. And the only thing, if something is facing you that you feel this debt coming on you, I promise you, the only solution your mind has is to come up with a solution, to do something about it. The only solution God has is at that point, it's repentance rather than concern yourself with a solution. It's there to cause you to come to a deeper level of total emptying of yourself. But what do we do instead? We point fingers. Get my nebulizer. So at 9 o'clock, all hands at the office, at the old office, to move boxes and stuff to a new office, okay? No excuses. Take it, big guy. Oh, I gotta get that. I didn't do that nebulizer thing.